the biggest danger is they file lawsuits because they can't get their heart and blood pressure done. They can't get their frickin' dental done. I fight the MTA to refer them. She says there's nothing wrong with them. We have a whole culture of shut your mouth and just do your teaching job. That's why we're leaving. And I'm gonna tell you that's the underlying reason today. Because we know, 6 years of education, I'm not gonna keep my mouth shut. We cause trouble. That's why we're going. And the research does not support what we support, which is humanity, getting people out with real skills, and this put 200 people in a classroom and expect them to come out better is an amazing oversight. Wow. We need to look back at our education. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, this has been a learning experience for me, and challenging, to say the least, because we're going to face bigger challenges, not just this current budget year. And we have heard lots of good information today. And by the way, I do want to recognize the wardens that did come up today. Thank you very much for showing your interest in what's going on. Appreciate the time you've spent with us. It's all about us as a society. It's not just segmented into those who commit crimes and those who are on the outside. It's all about us and how we deal with each other. And so this is a step, a beginning step for me. This is the first hearing we're having on this topic of women and children, women, incarcerated women and their children. It's a small segment of the population that is in our prisons. But something that I really am committed to trying to fix, because I think we need to do this to try to stop the generational crimes that are committed, trying to put together back lives that for nonviolent offenders should be back out in our communities, not locked up. And for lots of other reasons, aside from money, just because we as a society need to deal more humanely with each other. I look forward to working with you and use the legislature. I mean, we use us too, because we need to know better how to do policy and how we can better work together. And there's been lots of voices today about what happens good, bad, indifferent, but we need to make sure that how we affect each other's lives is very important. And we can use this position, I can use this position as a kind of a bully pulpit. And I do have I'm not a hard stick person, but I'm determined to make sure that we can change some lives for the good. So I appreciate your time today, and I appreciate your efforts. And we know who we're talking about. We know who we're talking about. So we can make these changes, even in these difficult times. Because that's the best time to make changes. So I, again, appreciate your being here, appreciate the audience sharing the time with us, and let's go to work, okay? Thank you.